The Federal Communications Commission has fined a California satellite startup $900,000 for illegally launching, operating, and communicating with tiny space satellites. The event illustrates how shrinking satellites could mean huge headaches for regulators. Last year, Swarm Technologies launched four coaster-sized satellites after the FCC rejected its application due to potential tracking issues. The case has revived growing concerns about how to manage the growing traffic jam in low Earth orbit and the dangers of unlicensed drivers. Walt Everetts with Iridium Communications says FCC licenses help maintain good operational practices.
Anytime you go outside of those bounds, you run the risk of interference with others or impact to others, and you become the Wild West, so to speak.
Everetts has seen satellites evolve from multi-million-dollar craft run by government agencies to micro and nano satellites run by high schools and colleges. Craig Hardgrove oversees Arizona State University's Lunar Polar Hydrogen Mapper. Roughly the size of two back-to-back cereal boxes, it will join several other CubeSats on NASA's upcoming moon mission. He says the industry is bullish on the small craft, despite growing pains.
Everyone at high levels is very excited about the prospect of these small micro and nano satellites. So no one is coming in with the proposition that we squash it all together.
Hargrove says he's confident that regulators will adapt to the evolving satellite landscape. I'm Nicholas Gerbus in Phoenix.